This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to The State of Politics. Lansing's a busy place these days as state lawmakers work to wrap up the budget and get to summer recess and the campaign trail in many cases. Our partner for The State of Politics is working in the eye of the storm, as it were. Rick Plute is managing editor and Capitol Bureau Chief of the Michigan Public Radio Network, and good to talk with you again, Rick.
Hi, David.
On Wednesday, we learned that because of higher-than-expected tax revenues, the state will have an additional $315 million to work into the budget. Now, have the lawmakers you've spoken with seemed surprised at that windfall?
No, actually, we knew that it was looking good. It was just, you know, we needed to come up with a number. And Michigan has a, it's not exclusive, but it's somewhat unique way of establishing that, that it used to be going, you know, decades ago, that part of the budgeting process was arguing. It became its own political issue over how much money you actually had to spend. And so what happened about 30 years ago was the decision was made like, well, let's get the Senate financial people, the House financial people, and the State Department of Treasury, and they'll all agree on a number, and that's what everyone will use. And
the revenue estimating conference, right?
Twice a year we have a revenue estimating conference. Guess what it's about? And they look at all kinds of economic projections, car sales, housing, things like that. And they say this is what we can expect from the sales tax, from the income tax, from other taxes and fees for the state's general fund, which is kind of the checkbook, and the school aid fund. And when they did their latest projection this week, they said, you know what? Our projection in January, we actually are expecting about $315 million more than that.
Well, let's talk priorities then. Where has each party come down on the allocation of that extra money?
There seems to be pretty widespread agreement on what it should go toward, although we might have some arguments over how much. And the priorities seem to be roads and school safety. Plus, Republicans would like to put a little bit into the state's rainy day savings, and which is also a priority of Governor Snyder. He would like to get that fund over $1 billion to be better prepared for the economic downturn that will come at some point, and also paying down some debt in some respects for the same reasons, so that the state's obligations just aren't quite as heavy if and when that time comes.
And where is the rainy day fund at this point?
It's somewhere in the $800 million range. I think it's close to $900 million.
So they're getting close to the goal before he leaves office.
It will be, and that's, you know, that $1 billion is considered kind of a magic number, although if you look at a report from the Independent Citizens Research Council, they'll say that's about half of what it should be.
Yeah, there is that too, isn't there? And of course, that will probably be a conversation that will be taking place along the campaign trail as we move to the summer and August. It won't?
Nope, that will not be, because voters respond to things like money for roads, money for schools, tax cuts, other sorts of services. Voters rarely reward the political class for putting money into savings.
Well, with that in mind then, even with the extra $315 million, is the legislature still on track to finalize and approve a budget that contains those items in early June?
Yep, that one of the innovations of the Snyder years has been that instead of waiting until close to when the state's fiscal year begins on October 1st, that they've aligned the budget process with the fiscal years of universities, local governments, schools, community colleges that have budget years that begin on July 1st. And so they have succeeded in getting the budget wrapped up usually in early to mid-June.
We are talking with The State of Politics with Rick Plute from the Michigan Public Radio Network on 89.1 WEMU. And Rick, the lawmakers continue to work through some sticking points when it comes to the issue of Medicaid reform. Where do we stand on that, on the work requirements that seem to be at the center of the controversy?
Stalemate. That Republican leaders in the legislature seem to like it. It's already been adopted by the Senate, and it's sitting in front of the House Appropriations Committee. But Governor Rick Snyder remains opposed, that he says that the Medicaid expansion should be about providing health insurance for people, and it should not be about, you know, trying to adopt some other social engineering programs like work requirements.
The proposal initially was 29 hours a week of either work or education in order to qualify for Medicaid benefits. Now, if I understood it initially correctly, Governor Snyder wasn't necessarily against requiring or having some work requirement, but he was against that 29-hour level.
Well, it was considered onerous. It would be the biggest work requirement in the nation, among the small number of states that have asked for a waiver to include a work requirement in their Medicaid programs. And again, keep in mind that there would be a lot of exceptions for students, for people who are disabled, for single parents, would all be exempt from the work requirement, among others. But the governor sees Medicaid and the Medicaid expansion, Healthy Michigan, as something that is a cost savings for both the healthcare system and taxpayers, because, Medicaid is a taxpayer-funded program. And so he doesn't think that there's a benefit to making it tougher for people to get on the Medicaid expansion.
Any chance of resolution on this issue before summer recess?
There is always a chance, but both sides seem to be pretty locked into their positions at this point.
Once again, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU, the State of Politics with Rick Pluta. And Rick, marijuana continues to be a hot-button topic. A successful petition drive has been placed on the November ballot that, if approved, would legalize recreational marijuana. That is, unless the state legislature wants to approve a legalization measure of its own. After those petitions were certified, there was a 40-day window that allowed lawmakers to do exactly that. Any indication at this point they're going to kind of reverse course and take that up?
Well, some Senate leaders would like to, for two reasons. One is, if the legislature adopts the marijuana proposal, then they can amend it later on with a simple majority. If it goes to the ballot and is approved by voters, then it requires supermajorities under the Michigan Constitution that will be very difficult to attain. And that was, because that was exactly the experience that we had with medical marijuana. The other reason that the Senate leadership would like to vote on it is political, that there is some concern that in what's expected to be a blue wave election, that having marijuana on the ballot is just one more incentive for young progressive voters to get out, who would presumably, in other parts of the ballot, not go with Republicans. Over on the House side, however, Republican leaders aren't buying it, that they don't want to vote on marijuana, and there's little indication that they will before the deadline expires and the question just automatically goes to the ballot.
So the chances are it is going to go before voters in November. There's also the issue, Rick, of existing medical marijuana businesses in Washtenaw County, throughout the state of Michigan, many of which believe they'll have to go out of business because of the slow nature of the state's licensing process. Has there been any forward progress on that front?
No, things are pretty much where they're at. And the issue is this, that it's just taking longer than expected to do the background checks on all of the different businesses. And by that, I mean, we're talking about growers, we're talking about people who want to start a business doing marijuana transportation. There's, testing of marijuana that requires a license, plus the retailers that would be selling marijuana to cardholders. So the state agency that does that is finding that it's just taking longer than expected to do the background checks, even with people who've complied with the rules, people who are operating a marijuana dispensary and filed by the February deadline. So what's happening is the agency is not going to send a cease and desist letter. They're not going to refer anything to law enforcement. But the agency can't tell the members of the medical marijuana board how to vote on final approval of the license. And so it's up to each individual board member to make a decision as to whether or not continuing to operate even after the June deadline for getting it done should be a factor in granting a license.
Well, it's going to be interesting as we approach that deadline and move beyond to see how that all plays out. Rick, thank you very much for the time, and we'll look forward to your next visit.
Always a pleasure.
That is Rick Pluta, Managing Editor and Capitol Bureau Chief of the Michigan Public Radio Network and our partner in the State of Politics. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.